Zach Rosen, late of the Dean campaign. The last time I saw you, we were talking about the inevitability of this internet democracy. Then came the Dean crash. Now what? Where are we in July 2004?
So I think it's definitely, it seems like we're in a kind of a stasis, at least with the Kerry campaign, and there's not much innovation going on, and that it kind of a hopelessness, but just kind of a just confusion about if we're ever going to see this stuff pushed forward again. But I don't feel that at all where I am. And I think,
where are you now?
Well, so I got pretty lucky, and I got set up to do the work I want to do. I get to push forward on the same stuff I was developing in the Dean campaign, and actually have a lot more resources to do it right now than I did in the Dean campaign. And we're actually going to end up with some pretty powerful tools pretty soon that's going to make what we used in the last cycle look like kiddie toys, really.
Roll out a couple of the tools for us. What are you talking about?
Okay, so I work full-time on a project called Civic Space. So it's basically a continuation of the Dean Space project, which is a volunteer effort on the Dean campaign. The idea was we're building an open-source toolkit that anyone could set up to reach their local constituency and to get people around them involved with whatever project they were working on. Twist being that when you build a local community site to reach your local constituencies, you could then connect that site with any other site on a network of other websites, and you could share all the user information and all of your content and all of your events and all the organizational information, and you could build a network of websites and networks of constituencies out of it. And we saw that as a very, very powerful thing. And so we're building a tool set that will let you do that very easily. And we're trying to lower the barrier to entry to these tools so low that there's basically no excuse for not being able to do it.
Is this a commercial product?
This is an open source product. It's all GPL. It's actually already built. It's built on an existing open source framework. We're not just building our own system. We're building on top of existing systems that have a lot of developers on them already.
Who's going to use it to what political end, do you think?
Well, a number of people are already using it, actually. There's about 12 or 13 sites up and running using Civic Space that have significant funding and have money spent on their development. Music America is using the code. There's Change America is using the code. There's a number of large organizations with significant budgets doing a lot of good work out there who are using Civic Space to meet their needs.
What's the politics of it?
Well, the politics at this point are pretty liberal, on our end of the spectrum. But it's all GPL. Literally, anyone could use this thing. In fact, in some sense, interesting things that are happening is a lot of international projects are going to be adopting Civic Space. The Green Party in Europe and the NDP Party in Canada are seriously considering adopting it as the main software infrastructure or web software infrastructure for the parties. And for me, that's incredibly exciting, seeing the work that I've been doing in my universe being completely abstracted and taken and to entirely new directions. And I think it really just points that back to what we've known all along, which is kind of our methodology and our strategy for how to do this stuff. We're onto something. We really think we're onto something. And being able to pursue it every day is just a dream.
In terms of the mainline politics of the United States, not just the presidential election, but the Congress, where is the transformation now after the Kerry nomination and the defeat of Howard Dean?
It's in rebuilding our party. We've slapped things together to do everything we can in this cycle to see that Kerry gets elected. But this is all temporary stuff. This is all duct tape. This is nothing lasting. And there's a serious center of gravity around really digging in deep and redoing a lot of very core things in the party and in the progressive movement. Very deep-seated things, and I think that's where it gets really exciting to me. I think very soon it will become apparent that the methodologies and the theories behind what we are doing is the long-term answer to a lot of the fundamental questions that we've been asking for many years but have not addressed.
Name one. Tell me what you're talking about.
Party politics in the last 30 years has become very, very issue-oriented, right? So you have environmental groups are very focused on one issue, and they stick to that issue, and they never do anything else. And then when everyone does that and just granulates to that level, then you and you have no cohesion under any of that. Being able to aggregate that is not even a movement, whatever that is basically impossible. And that is an unworkable solution for a party or for a platform. And what you really need is not that at all. You need people who are focused on issues and focused on very specific points, but you need to network with everyone else. And you don't just want nodes out there just doing their own thing. You want a network. And we have to build a network. And that's what we're trying to do.
Keep doing it. It's always a pleasure to listen to you, Zach. Thank you.
Thank you.